I want to talk about the brown signs that Lincoln has now got. We mentioned this was it about a month ago when the brown signs were unveiled. It took years and years of campaigning. Basically, the brown signs that point people to great tourist destinations. And Lincoln didn't have any. And the big campaign was to get them on the A1. So people would drive up the A1 and think, ah, well, that could be interesting. Let's go and see what Lincoln has to offer. Now, has anyone, since they've been up, has anyone actually been tempted to give Lincoln a try because of the brown signs? Now, that's a very difficult question. We don't know. No brown sign research currently exists for Lincoln. But we do know of one person who's done it, and that's the brown sign lady. I hope you don't mind me calling you that, Amanda. Amanda Hone loves brown signs. She runs a website dedicated to brown signs and spends her time visiting brown sign destinations across the country. You supported this campaign. We spoke to you before Lincoln got a brown sign. Now Lincoln has got them. You followed the sign.
Yeah, I made a very specific trip to go up, and usually I randomly follow brown signs on whatever road I'm on, but I made a specific beeline for the A1, and then so that I could follow the brown sign to Lincoln.
So you saw the brown sign, headed into Lincoln.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I thought it was brilliant. I mean, what I like doing is basically just going with an open mind, so I don't really like doing a huge amount of research on places that I should go, but because I've spoken to you guys before, and I'm aware of the campaign that have been going on for actually 25 years, can you believe it? And so I'd spoken to lots of people in Lincoln, so I did actually do a little bit of research, and the first place I headed for, of course, was a cathedral, which was absolutely fantastic. The main thing about Lincoln is that I just liked kind of poodling around and really taking in. It's so atmospheric, and the medieval history is amazing, so it was. And the preserved buildings are fantastic, right in the city centre.
Well, you've written a very complimentary blog about the visit and about Lincoln. The thing is, will other people do it? And this is always the question. Will other people see that sign and think, OK, I'm going to head off for 20 minutes off where I was going, perhaps, 20 minutes, half an hour, and get to the city?
Well, the Highways Agency would strongly deny the use of brown tourist signs as promotional material or advertising in any way. So I think that's the hardest thing about... I think that's the main problem that with Lincoln getting the brown signs in the first place, because they don't want, destinations to use the argument that more visitors will turn off the road if they see the brown sign. They want it to be helpful to visitors, but not promotional. But because there's a bit of an issue, and I think there is, it's well known within the tourist industry and the Department of Transport and the Highways Agency, people do notice them, and they do go to these destinations more once they're aware of their presence. I mean, there's, so many places that you would never know about. They're lying off the main road. And actually, if you don't see the sign, if you're on your way somewhere, you would never know they existed. So I do think they do. There is, like you said, though, a very little amount of data. I'm getting in touch with lots of destinations that have brown tourist signs, and they cost a lot of money to put up. And I say, do you have stats for visitors' numbers before and after? And most of them don't.
No. Well, it's very difficult to quantify, isn't it?
Lots of people email me all the time, say that they go brown signing.
You came up, as you said, on a particular mission to follow the Lincoln brown sign. But normally, you just follow brown signs. It must...
Yeah.
I mean, do you randomly... I mean, are you heading anywhere when you suddenly get taken off by a brown sign? Or do you just go thinking, well, let's see what I can spot today?
Well, it's both. It's both, really. I mean, when I'm on my way somewhere, it's a problem, because usually I'm going to a meeting or I'm going somewhere specific at a particular time, and I'm usually late because I see a brown sign for somewhere and I think, oh, Elgar's birthplace, how amazing, and then go off, and obviously I'm quite late for various meetings.
Can you not pass a brown sign?
Well, it's got to a point now where I have to pass brown signs, because I'm hyper sensitive to brown signs. So I see them everywhere, and there's a lot of them, I'll be honest. So I have been to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, but in order to, live a close to normal life as possible, I have to be a bit choosy.
Anyway, your website's fascinating, all about brown signs. Thank you very much, Amanda.
No problem.
Amanda Hone, who followed the sign to Lincoln. Now we eventually have them, and enjoyed it very much when she got here. Be quite a fun day out, wouldn't it? We're just going to go out, and if we see a brown sign, we're going to go. We're going to follow it.